Almost one in four men across eight countries believe they are owed sex from their employees, according to a recent CARE survey.
And it ranged up as high as 62% in Egypt. But even in the U.S., the number certainly was lower, but we're talking about one in eight men who have that attitude as well in 2018. So it points to, again, that this truly is a global issue.
Still, Me Too is making a difference in the corporate world, according to consultant Davia Temin. She says investors are hesitant to put money into businesses with unresolved Me Too situations.
I actually think corporate boards are becoming more and more responsible. One part of it is because they've got more women on them. One part of it is because they're aware of reputational risk. And one part is that, you know, you've got newer members of boards, more diverse boards, and that diversity brings with it a power of making sure we're trying to do the right thing.
Since December 2015, Temin has kept track of high-profile people accused of sexual harassment or worse. To date, there are more than 723 names on that list. Me Too may also be fueling political change. Women nominees are running in record numbers for Congress, governor, and state legislatures in November's midterm elections.
So I think that Me Too creates and sort of adds to an environment in which we're questioning the imbalance of power, particularly between men and women. And if you focus and highlight that imbalance of power in all of our institutions, what you start to see is women aren't at these tables, women aren't in positions of power making important decisions.
Some Americans say the movement has made a difference.
It definitely impacts how I want to teach my daughter to react to certain situations.
It does make me more mindful of how prevalent it is in the rest of society, and that has been eye-opening and shocking.
I think for society, it's good. It raises awareness and of things that I think in the past have been hidden before.
Me Too also matters to women worldwide who face sexual harassment and violence.
Women are facing these issues absolutely across the board, and violence, the inequality and extreme poverty, it exacerbates all of those issues.
CARE is exploring on-the-ground solutions, such as in Egypt, where CARE trains hired auto rickshaw drivers to make their vehicles safe spaces for women. But is the Me Too movement sustainable in the long term?
At some point, you have to put a line in the sand saying it stops here and it stops now. And I think we're there.
Absolutely. I think every woman has a moment. And did I react the way that I wanted to? No, I didn't, because I was afraid to. And do I think that I would react the same now? I definitely probably would, because I'm still afraid. There's still a backlash.
Which suggests there's still a long way to go before women are free, not only from Me Too moments, but also to speak up against them. Dora McQuarr, VOA News, Washington.